Egg Zone. I'm Steve Dura. I am America's voice. Fierce and fearless, here to tell you the truth. No matter what that means, somebody has to be straight with you. I'm the guy, all right? And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, could a Republican governor in a reliable blue state be the big dark horse candidate for the GOP to capture the U.S. Senate? Yeah, maybe. Maryland, we just talked about it. We'll talk about it more. Number two, in a remarkable sea change, the nation has shifted away from Democrats to Republicans. 14 points in 90 days. It's remarkable. And number three, the great collapse of President Joe Biden. As we are ready to mark the very bad, awful, terrible, lousy first year in office with a failed agenda, the Democrat Party at war, and the socialists demanding compliance with everything they are asking for. But the failures are so many that hope is fading, and so the left is desperate. They're apoplectic, trying to ram through a so-called voting rights bill that would actually destroy integrity by using a federal takeover of elections at the state level and usher in a constitutional crisis like we have never witnessed in this country. That's right, because the federal government can't take over elections at the state level. It's in this little thing we call the Constitution. It sits right here on my desk every day. Got it right here. A reference Constitution. So in case there's ever any question, I just go to the book. And here's what the book says. It's all powered by the overwhelming pursuit of absolute power from the left, which is what the Democrats want, always have wanted, demand, really. They want COVID rules to be here forever. They want bureaucrats and unelected health department workers to be able to order you around, the citizens, and do it with the authority to arrest you if you do not comply, fine you if you do not comply, take your property if you do not comply. But right now, we're winning. We are winning this argument. We are winning this culture war, and the left is flailing and failing. It's truly a disgraceful display, like that of a petulant child who apparently didn't hear how poorly received Joe Biden's vitriolic speech was received by America last week when he called anyone that doesn't agree with the radical leftist election takeover, and, well, they're horrible bigots like Bull Connor and George Wallace. I have news for the left. We will stand up. We will be heard. We will not let them steal this country by destroying our institutions, like the Constitution, like elections that we can actually trust. We'll not stand idly by for that. We will not. Absolutely not. And the attacks are not just focused on Republicans and people like Bull Connor or George Wallace are comparing conservatives like myself to those disgraceful Democrats of years gone by. No, the attacks are also focused on Democrats like Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema by their fellow Democrats. Listen to MoveOn.org's Ronna Epting delivering another shrill attack on those who don't agree with them, using the most vile and grotesque comparisons to try to force the two senators to abandon their principles and light the Constitution on fire. Here it is.
Every day that Senator Sinema and Senator Manchin side with a Republican Party that has been hijacked by MAGA enthusiasts and conspiracy theorists is another day the forces seeking to undermine our democracy get even stronger. More than 400 anti-voter bills have been proposed at the state level. 400. 19 states have already passed bills that will make it harder to vote, and more are eagerly awaiting on the doorstep. The forces working to suppress our vote and undermine our democratic systems are acting with extreme urgency.
You still there, Steve?
The very same people that demand you have ID to get a COVID shot, those very same people say no ID to vote. No voters are being undermined. Georgia, by the way, offering more drop boxes, more early voting days than either New York or Delaware. These people are flat out lying every day, hoping somebody will believe them. That's a fact. If you want to know what insanity looks like in person, however, let me offer you this. Let me offer you this from MSNBC. This is what insanity looks like and sounds like. Here it is.
Yeah, look, the people like Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, these are the white people that Martin Luther King Jr. warned us about. These are the white liberals who have no sense of urgency, commitment, or integrity when it comes to the progress of justice in the country. And that's just a fact. I don't know if they can live with themselves with that, but that is the reality of their situation.
Is that the reality of the situation? Well, apparently, according to, how can they live with themselves? That's the reality of the situation. I wonder what the reality is of his situation. What is the color of the sky in your world, dude? I mean, in fairness. How about an alternative point of view? An alternative point of view. I want to take you to a street protest in New York City. I want to take you to a street protest in New York City. It happened yesterday. And this is why Democrats are scared to death, because if they don't rig the election, if they don't find a way to ram through the ability to have mass mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting and no ID mail-in ballots and no ID and same-day registration, all these things that are ripe for fraud, if they don't do these things now, it's all going to collapse. Listen to this demonstration in the streets of New York City and look at and hear lots of people here, lots of folks here. Listen.
Teaching them years ago. You just didn't know.
Yep. Facts.
You just didn't know.
Facts.
Education went to hell years ago.
Facts.
They taught them compliance.
Yep.
They stopped teaching them to think. Analytical thought went out the window.
Yep.
With state exams.
Yep.
Those state exams are just being used to track your children, to determine who's going to college, to train them, to support
yep.
this God-forsaken system, all the rest that's going elsewhere. They have pushed us into prison. If you're in corporate America, you're imprisoned by your lifestyle. If you're in a government, you're imprisoned by your job with good benefits. You understand? If you are on subsidy, you're imprisoned by their benefits. We have to get out their system, pull yourself out, pull your dollars out, and level it.
And level it. You see, that woman right there is a school teacher in the New York City public school system. And she says they stopped teaching a kid a long time ago. You just didn't know about it. They came along with standardized tests and they trained your kids to go to college so that they could train them to be part of this failing system that they keep pushing forward. Huge turnout. Black voters, Hispanic voters, traditional Democrat voters saying no more. We're done with all of this. No more. Rejecting all of it. Rejecting all of it. As part of the program brought to you by PatriotFoods.com, we embrace the American farmer. PatriotFoods.com, the place to do that. There is no reason not to do it. And now that you know that the supply chains to Canada are going to be completely disrupted as of this coming weekend, you might as well stock up with PatriotFoods.com and support American farms and American farmers, your friends, your neighbors, your fellow citizens. PatriotFoods.com. It's free to look. And if you spend $100, delivery is also free anywhere in America. How do you beat that? You don't. I'll be right back.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, SteveGruber.com.